It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McRae went to his first Beaver hockey game in the mid-60s. Fell in love with the program once the John Glass Fieldhouse opened. He later had a job with the Bemidji Pioneer covering Beaver hockey through their first decade plus of the Division I era. John McRae joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McRae attended his first Beaver hockey game in the mid-60s. Once the John Glass Fieldhouse opened, McRae fell in love with what Beaver hockey meant to the university, and meant to the town. As you might have guessed, he had several favorites.
It's got to be favorite players, like you've heard a million different times from all kinds of people, but when I first really started watching the Beavers was when the John Glass first opened up, and I think that was in 67. And I was like 11 years old or so, and really at the time of life where you're really getting into sports and really finding out what they're all about and really getting into it. And they had a really good team then and started out a really good run. And really the person who really stood out and caught your attention had to be Brian Grand. He was already established as a good player from Roseau already, and the Roseau program in high school was already legendary, so everybody knew about him. But then he came here and he was on a really good team, and he was a smaller guy, kind of the first one of the Beaver prototype players, small, fast, crafty with the puck, great hands, and just one of those guys when he touched the puck, he really felt like something was going to happen. It was exciting and made a huge impression on me. Man, everybody who watched him, and of course, his name is up in the rafters, so I'm not the only one.
More of Bucky's Legends with John McRae next week in the first round of the WCHA tournament.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.